You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Right now, to spend some time with Dr. Eric Grigsby from Neurovations and other medical pursuits. Dr. Grigsby has been a guest with us many times in the past and back today. We're happy to have you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Barry. How are things with you?
Can't complain, right? Nobody wants to hear it. I'd like to complain.
Okay. Exactly.
All right. So let's jump right in. The need for COVID testing was something that you anticipated many months ago and started providing. What's the status on that now? What do people need to know if they are in that situation, which is so common now to say, oh, I want to go to a thing, do an event, a show, a concert, but I need to have a rapid test or proof of a negative test?
Well, thanks. Thanks for asking. Of course, everybody's a little bit tired of COVID, but of course, we're all really tired of COVID. But the truth is, it's still a really significant problem in our community. And then there are administrative travel needs and restaurant needs, for example, and social life needs for testing. But just on the significance of the condition, COVID is still alive and well in our community, unfortunately. And we have 23 ICU beds in Napa County between our two hospitals, and we're not at critical capacity, but they are busy, and we're sort of one bed away from, have been over the past week or two, from having to declare sort of an emergency and limit hospital admissions other than emergency things. So COVID is still alive and well in our communities, and we still, we're tired of it, but we still have to be sensible and cautious. And our vaccination penetration in the community is good, but not complete. We still have an awful lot of folks who, need to consider getting the vaccine. It's not a matter of individual liberty. It is to some degree, but of course, it's a matter of community care and consideration and concern for our communities as well. And I sort of liken it like driving through a school zone. My individual liberty is infringed upon a little bit because I'd really rather drive 80 miles an hour down the road to go home. but I can't do that because it infringes on the health and well-being of other people of our community. And unfortunately, we have to make those same decisions with respect to the vaccine. But we're making headway, which is good. But the need for testing is still there. We still see a significant number of positive tests. Pardon me, in our testing, and we've done tens of thousands of tests, and we're the primary provider. We at N3 Laboratories, which is part of our Neurovations company, are the primary testing resource for Napa County now. In the early days, of course, we had nonprofit organizations down at the fairgrounds and all over the place, and they've disappeared, and of course, we're doing the bulk of the work for our community. And I wanted to tell you just a little bit about the types of testing and what's available and where.
Did I lose you? Still there?
No, yeah, still
I'm sorry. Here. Yeah, that was exactly my next question. So take us through that.
Yeah. So the testing is still best done by what's called the PCR test, PCR. And everybody knows, almost everybody knows by now that means a Q-tip in your snout. And actually in both snouts. And then put it in a little tube, and then we put it in a pretty fancy machine that determines if there's any of the virus RNA in that sample, right? So it looks for actually the genetic material of the virus. It's a super sophisticated instrument, and it's far more accurate than anything that we can buy over the counter or the tests that are delivered through the pharmacy that you can do at home. Those are sort of reasonable screening tests, but if PCR test is available, the home tests are just not as accurate as they should be. But at N3 Labs, our lab office is at 3416 Valley Verde. It's 3416 Valley Verde Drive. Pardon me. And that's over by Queen of the Valley Hospital, as you know. And we have a scheduling system where patients or individuals who need COVID testing for work or for schools can get online and look at napacovid.com. It's napacovid.com. and you can schedule your test there. You can also call our number for the lab number, which is 690-9670, and again, go to napacovid.com and schedule a test. And we have a number of ways to do it. If you're concerned, you've been exposed to somebody with COVID, or you have any symptoms might be COVID, insurance covers this testing very well. If insurance doesn't cover it and you have 48 hours to wait, then it's $100 and insurance covers it, and you have zero copay if you've been exposed or might have been exposed to someone with COVID, or if you have any symptoms of a respiratory illness or anything that's could be COVID. We also have ways to get it faster. On the high end, if you got a flight that's leaving and you forgot to get a COVID test and you got to have it, or if for some other really urgent reason, we can stop what we're doing at the lab and have you come and get a test. But it's a little bit of money. It's $325 because we have to stop everything we're doing and run your sample through the machine. But we can get a PCR answer to you in 3 hours and urgently. And there's, you know, nobody else in the Bay Area that can do that. But if you need one, if you got to have one, we can do it. And then we can have a couple of intermediate tests where we can guarantee it in 24 hours. And we can also add flu and RSV. It's called respiratory syncytial virus, which is another wintertime thing that comes our way. But so we have a number of different ways to do it. But if you're needing testing, just look at napacovid.com for a schedule, or drop in at 3416 Valley Verde Drive. Or give us a call at 690-9670, and we'll be happy to help you. We've done tens of thousands of these, and we're taking care of, I think, 20 schools in our area now. We're looking after almost all of the sports teams who are required to have COVID testing before they go play a football game and so on, and looking after all of the healthcare institutions in the community, too.
That's a lot of swabs and a lot of noses.
You're not kidding.
Let's talk a little bit about the vaccines now, and maybe I can toss something your way to respond to in regard to the reaction to this whole disease. And it's been very different from infectious disease in the past. We all know that, with this resistance and the conspiracy theory thinking and stuff. You would think that at this point, we're now, 10 months into people being vaccinated. Millions and millions of people have had these vaccines. You would think that some of that fearfulness would fade away, but it really hasn't. A lot of the people are just hardened into these positions. When you run into that way of thinking, how do you reply to it, and how do you suggest that those of us in non-medical coats, you know, can respond to it as well?
Well, Barry, I think this. So people not getting a vaccination is because of a feeling, right? A feeling that they have. It's not because of science. Because the science says it's safe, it prevents COVID, and it works. So what I do is not try to address a feeling with facts. You can't change somebody's feelings by giving them a bunch of facts. That just doesn't work. So the real answer is, we just all have an obligation to be good to each other in the community. And, you know, this individual liberty thing is a really important part of our country's history. However, an equally important part of our country's history is making some reasonable sacrifices of our personal liberty for the common good. And there's no doubt that if we all get vaccinated, COVID will have a hard time finding a place to go, and it'll go away. But as long as 20 or 30% of our population is not vaccinated, COVID has a place to live and mutate and do its thing, and it'll continue to be a part of the community. And it's just as simple as that. There's no amount of facts I can give you on the safety of RNA, the mechanism of building this virus, and the amazing science and technology that was involved in putting this vaccine together in a year's time. There's no facts I can give anybody, because if you don't get a vaccine, it's just because of a feeling. It's not because of facts. And so I think the only answer is, it's just right for the community.
That's really well said. I'm concerned now that not only have we had this current problem to deal with, but that this way of thinking will persist. And you mentioned that the vaccine was developed in a very short amount of time. And this is something a lot of people point to and say, well, I'm skeptical because there's never been a vaccine developed so quickly. How did they manage to do that? I'm just going to wait and see. Can you speak to that part of it, how it was possible to achieve it in 1 year?
Well, I can. Now, keep in mind, I'm not an immunologist, but I, for obvious reasons, I have a little bit of an understanding of this. And so the answer is the vaccine was developed in a year, but the technology and the platform and advances in what we call molecular biology, the ability to manipulate and create, you know, the RNA or the DNA, you know, the genetic material inside this virus. The ability to understand that and work with it has been building for 20 years, you know, and the same technology or very similar technology has been in research with respect to cancer therapy. For example, the one of the most exciting areas of cancer research is to create an immunity in the patient's body to the cancer cells, and it uses similar technology, and it certainly uses a similar biological platform, you know, the technological platform that we're now able to build RNA and DNA in the laboratory in ways that we can use to fight cancer, to treat Alzheimer's disease. And one of those applications was to make a vaccine to COVID. But the platform and the technology has been building rapidly, you know, exponentially for 20 years almost. It's just instead of worrying about how fast it happened, and worried if that might confer some risk to it, I think we should be incredibly proud of the work that our molecular biologists and immunologists have done over the last 20 years to be in a position to keep this COVID pandemic from killing half the people on the earth. Hmm. I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment. It's not something to be, you know, so concerned about. I mean, obviously you want to ensure that it's safe, but that's the purpose of scientists and the FDA is to do the best that we can, you know, to make sure that it's safe, but the alternative is pretty bleak.
Yeah. Imagine where we'd be if there had been no vaccine at this point. It's hard to imagine. So let's talk for a moment, if we can. I was just talking with Dr. Relluccio in the previous segment, and we had just a minute on the molnupiravir story, which is a big, hard to say word, but another big step in the right direction potentially. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, there are a number of strategies to try to treat COVID with an oral pill, and the challenge with the oral pill is that that your body digests the material that the RNA or the DNA, you know, these molecular pieces, your tummy digests that pretty quickly. So it's hard to get it in the belly and get it into your bloodstream without having your body digest it. But there will be an oral antiviral agent, just as there is for herpes. People have cold sores, you know, acyclovir has been around for many years, is very helpful. So it can be done orally. It's just a little bit of a challenge to get it to happen, but it definitely will be there. And I, to be candid, I don't follow the data on the oral antivirals right now. It's not really part of my, mm-hmm. our business, but there will be an oral antiviral that would be helpful is my guess. Whether the current one is it or not is unclear.
You know, if you get to the point where you have, you know, 75-80% of the total population vaccinated, and you have a treatment that, if given within the first few days of symptoms, will keep you out of the hospital, are we over this whole pandemic issue at that point?
Well, it will go a long way to getting back to normal. Right, yeah. Now, we're acting like we're back to normal, but our hospital ICUs are still full.
Yeah.
Right. So we're just a little COVID fatigued, and we're hoping that it's going to be okay. but we just aren't quite there yet. But I agree with you that with greater than 80% vaccination, if we can get to that threshold, and with an oral antiviral with still using good sense. Don't go to work if you're sick. Remember back in the day, we'd go to, you have the sniffles, you still go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just need not to do that anymore. So, you know, and all the employers in the county who are having a hard time finding, well, anyway, they're going to fuss at me. But the truth is, if you're sick, if you have symptoms, just don't go to work. But if we do those things, we can get over this. But, you know, we have just some recalcitrant, you know, conversations that are happening in all of our communities that just seem to say that some individuals just don't want to play in the community game, want to do their own thing. And it, you know, I mean, I get it, but, you know, this is a big problem and we all have to pitch in together.
Couldn't agree with that more. One last thought on the hospitalizations factor, and I think it's important to always put things in context. There was a time back during the first surge where elective surgeries and things were not being accepted, and people were not in the hospital in the normal ways. Today, though, isn't it true we're managing both? You know, the people, all kinds of people who need hospital beds for other reasons, and the COVID patients.
Well, the truth is, I believe last week our local hospitals had put in a prohibition on elective surgery again.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that that's correct. You know, I don't do surgery at Queen of the Valley anymore, but I believe that that's true. And there are capacity issues. So again, I think this is a little bit in that category. We're acting like everything's okay, but everything's not quite okay.
That's good information. Yeah. Very solid. Dr. Eric Grigsby from Neurovations and N3 Labs. And as you told us, if you're in need of a COVID test, and the chances are you may discover that you are, napacovid.com or 690-9670. Did I get that right?
That is it. Thanks,
all right.
Barry.
Thank you, doctor.
My pleasure.
Mike, good talking to you today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.